going to start doing. I'm going to start recording before we actually go on the air, because it's the stuff that, comes up when people walk in here before I open the mic that is so good and so rich. But then I open up the mic, I get to talk with people like Brianna Covalin. It's still good and it's still rich. And good morning and welcome to Friday.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here, Wilkin County Emergency Services.
Yes.
And every day you come in and say, Bill, what are we going to talk about? We just have absolutely nothing to talk about. And then we usually end up going long because we find things to talk about.
I didn't say we had nothing to talk about. I said, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, yeah, I stand corrected. We're going to talk about the melt for one thing. A lot of ripe snow out there that I'm seeing.
Oh, my gosh, so ripe. So ripe. We're talking about a spotted banana ripe.
I like it.
Yep, exactly. So
you can make bread with this then.
You could. You could make bread with this.
All right.
So it is super ripe right now. So anytime the sun comes out, doesn't even have to be above freezing, we're going to see some melting, which is great, except for the next couple days when it gets cold again. It's going to kind of shut down for a little while. And then next week, it's going to warm up, and we're just going to see continuous melting for a full week.
Yeah.
So we'll be in the same position that we were before this last little snow issue, where there won't be much left. Mm-hmm. Which is great because it gives us that capacity in case we get a late spring storm, which we probably will.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic. We talked, 3 weeks ago, and I said, don't get too excited. This is fool's spring. This is false spring.
Yeah, look
don't
at us now, though. See, so we're kind of eating crow, you and I, a little bit.
Well,
a little bit.
It's not over yet.
I know.
It's not over yet. It's still February. Give it a couple more weeks, you know. 2 or 3 weeks, and then we can kind of say, well, we're probably out of the woods. But yeah, you're just going to see a lot of melting over the next week after we have these couple of cold days. So always be careful in the morning, because when we have these melting days with freezing nights, everything is so slippery in the morning, and the frost gets a little heavier because there's a little more humidity in the air. So just be careful when you're out and about early in the morning. But with all of this said, we did get a new flood outlook yesterday.
An outlook.
Yep, just
like
in
the outlooks, yeah.
Yeah, nothing too concerning. Did it tick up just a little bit? Yes, but still that 50th percentile puts us at like 11 and a half feet for the red in Wapbrec. Not concerning at all.
No.
So I'm hopeful that we'll just continue this really slow melt, and that'll be that, and it'll just be a normal spring. Well, I shouldn't say that. He'll technically be an abnormal spring because we were so used to flooding all of the time. So I'm hoping for a dry spring.
Yeah.
Let everything dry out a little bit, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But it looks good.
And all things pointing to good things.
Exactly. Yeah. It looks good. And it's going to be kind of sunny today until it gets windy. And then it'll be cold for a couple days, and then it's going to be great.
It's going to be great all next week.
Yes.
I mean, we're talking really nice temps.
Absolutely.
And as far as snowfall, do you know anything about this, too, as far as moisture content and everything else, and farmers and in the fields and moisture? And did they get enough? Do you know? I mean, is there any way of telling? Because you're more plugged into this than I am.
I saw a drought map the other day.
Yeah.
And for once, we weren't considered dry or overly wet.
Good.
So we're right in the middle right now.
Which is where it should be. Yeah.
Yeah, but it really just depends on how the spring goes, how quickly everything melts or how long it takes to melt, if we get spring rain, all of that, and then how much sun we get. Sunny days obviously dry the fields out better than cloudy days do. Windy days help a little bit too. So, I mean, it really just depends. I think we're in a good position right now.
All right.
So we'll just have to see what happens. You really can't make huge predictions in February because we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So
you ever notice you go to other parts of the country, nobody really leans on the weather quite like we do up here? I mean, we love talking about it because we get so much of it. I think
that for 6 months out of the year, we're stuck inside. What else do we have to talk about?
That is true. If you're going to bring something up, bring up the weather.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doesn't get a whole lot of eye rolls here, but you go to other parts of the country, it's like, will you just shut up about the weather, please?
Well,
it's like, yeah, but you got to know where I come from.
When it's sunny and 70 degrees every day in Florida all winter long,
yeah,
but yeah, there's nothing to talk about. But
without
up here,
a doubt.
We just have so much variability and temperament as well. So.
That's true. That's a good way to put it. Now, we didn't cover this last week, and we'll cover it one more time. New alert system over in Wilkin County doing good things over there.
Yes. So our new system is called Wilkin Alerts. It's powered through Rave Smart 911. And if you would like to subscribe to our system, you have to text Wilkin Alerts, all one word, all lowercase, to 226-787. Once you send that text message, you'll get a bounce back message with a link in it so you can complete your registration.
Perfect.
Now, if you just text in, all you're going to get is our broad-based alerts that we would be sending to the entire county. That doesn't give you targeted alerts to where your home is or where your business is, or the weather alerts. So if you want those weather alerts or those targeted messages to where you're located as far as your home or business, make sure you finish your registration. Okay. So click that link within the text that you get back and finish your registration. Otherwise, we have no idea who you are or where you are.
So again, instead of the broad-based, if you want to kind of custom tailored to what you need, you can do that too, which I think is very cool. I would do that. Right. You know, I'm sure there's some people that's like, nah, I know why. But yeah, if it were me, I wouldn't want to know on a very scale down
exactly
what's going on.
Well, and getting those weather alerts is so great because you're like, well, I already get the tornado warnings and stuff through my cell phone because it makes that terrible noise in the middle of the night whenever something really bad happens. Right. Those are going to be wireless emergency alerts through the National Weather Service that are built into your phone as long as you don't have them shut off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to give you those smaller alerts that we get as far as severe thunderstorms or, you know, particularly hazardous weather that may not reach the level of becoming a wireless emergency alert. So it just targets it down a little bit more.
Let me ask you this then. If something goes sideways in your neighborhood or, you know, in that area, that will target that. Correct?
Yes and no.
Okay,
it all depends because there's certain parameters that have to be met in order for us to do a wireless emergency alert locally.
Sure.
But if you finish your registration with Wilkin Alerts and you have your address in there and we send those messages out, then you're going to get that message.
That's where we wanted to go with this.
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. Scouts, archery, which one do you want to cover first?
All right. Archery, they are off this weekend. No tournaments this weekend.
Wow.
But next weekend is our Wahpeton tournament.
All right.
Both Friday and Saturday next week. So the archers are super excited.
How's your son doing in that, by the way? That's why we always bring it up, because you're an archery mom.
It has been a growth season.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
Yep.
All right.
He got so tall so fast, and his fingers changed length and all the things. So sometimes you just have to relearn a little bit. He's getting back, but we'll just keep going with that. He's only in seventh grade, so he's got time.
What a great program. It just keeps growing,
so great.
Too.
Did you see the article in the paper about
Yes,
it?
I did. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
What a great program it is. But yeah, they're off for this week, and we have our local tournament next weekend, and then we're almost into state tournament season, which almost guarantees you that they'll be some sort of winter weather, because it is the same weekend as the state basketball tournament.
Always, yeah, so, you can bet on it.
Exactly, so it may look springy today, but I don't know, state basketball and archery are right around the corner. So.
All right. Scouts, anything happening?
The Boy Scout troop is actually going up to Fargo tomorrow for a merit badge clinic. It's hosted by one of the units. They actually call themselves a ship. I have to do a little research to understand what a ship is.
All right.
But it is
a big boat. It sits on the water. You know, some have sails.
Thanks
some
for
have
that, Bill.
You know, you've been on them a time or two.
I have.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit different as far as how they're organized versus a Boy Scout troop versus a Boy Scout ship. But they are hosting a merit badge clinic up at the Scouting Center in Fargo. So those boys are going to go up there and complete 1 to 2 merit badges over the course of a day, which is a really great opportunity, because when you do a merit badge just at home with your troop by yourself, it can take weeks sometimes to finish it. But they do an accelerated power through course, and they get it all done in one day.
Wow.
Exactly. So it's a great opportunity for them. And then they get to meet other scouts from around the region, too.
All right.
So it's kind of a scouting network.
I may need to Google. So you got me intrigued now, too. So once you find out, let me know exactly what a scout ship is. Got to be careful
how
you say it.
Absolutely.
All right. Brianna Colville, anything else you want to add?
You know, just enjoy the weather while you can.
Next week, you going to be here? Tell
Absolutely.
Me yes. All right. We talk every Friday, Brianna and I, here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.